about public policy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Buenos días. Bienvenido al Kevin y Frijole programa de radio. Es hora de música, música, música.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Bob from Chattanooga. The hour is coming. All that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh my God. WTF. Why the face?
You guys won an award for your show? Really? Have they listened to you at all?
I really only listen to like German death reggae and Halloween sound effects records from the 1950s. And Bette Midler, obviously.
And now.
All right, so we're on our way to the dump store. For all the food is free 99.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 12th of June.
What's up, ghostwriters?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You do write these down, or they just come to the top of your head?
I usually think of them during the intro.
It's very cute.
They don't need to be ranked or rated or mocked.
Or said.
I mean, an appropriate response would just be, good morning, Bean. Good to have you for another day.
Sorry, we weren't following the script. Tell us again what we're supposed to say.
Good morning, Bean.
Good morning, Bean.
Morning,
good,
Bean.
Good to have you for another day.
Good to have you for another day.
Have you gotten more handsome?
Have you gotten more handsome?
Okay, that's better. I think now we're off on the right foot.
It's natural.
How hot was it at your house yesterday, Kevin? Because it's well known that you live in the hottest place on earth.
About 108.
Oh. Feel good?
Yeah, it was great. Big fan. No, I grew up in Phoenix, so it wasn't, you know, to me, it was really hot, of course, but it wasn't, you know, out of the norm.
Allie,
it was my entire childhood.
Did you see the conversation yesterday about where people put their air conditioning on social media?
I'm flabbergasted. I don't understand them. It disgusts me. Who are you, monsters? Why are you in your home just sweating all willy-nilly?
What are we talking about?
It's disgusting.
Well, because it's a strain on the power grid, the powers that be came out and said, here are some tips for how to conserve energy so that we don't start browning out, right? So that we don't start losing power in parts of Southern California. So they have things like don't do your laundry until after peak hours. But the tip that jumped out at me was set your thermostat at 78. Now, I don't want to be outside at 78. I certainly don't want to be inside at 78.
You can die outside at 78.
You can. You can die of exposure at 78.
Sure.
So I mockingly retweeted and I said, quick poll here. Does anybody set their thermostat at 78? I know that's what the man is asking you to do, but who is really following that? I mean, don't you think most people look at that and go, that's for somebody else, man. I want some cool comfort in here. I'm putting it at 67, you know, or something, whatever
I'm
it
not
is.
Even, I'm, we're a 63 household.
I appreciate it.
I do too.
I feel like we work jobs purely to pay for air conditioning.
Yeah.
That's how much we need it. I mean, we can't sleep if it's above 64, really, 65.
So what would it be 64? Like at your house, Jensen, if it were 78 degrees?
Oh, it would be anarchy. Neither of us would speak to each other. We'd break things. It would be awful.
It'd be a murder-suicide, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Bean, here's why I was so perplexed by it. People were saying, oh, I keep my air or my house at all times at 72, 75, 78.
Ugh.
At all times, even when it's not, like, their air isn't on. These
yes.
are people that have their houses just hot.
Hot boxes. Yeah. And there were a bunch of people who, and I guess, look, again, I'm not trying to mock if you can't afford air conditioning and that's why you're doing it. But there were a bunch of people who keep it at 76, 77, 80.
Yeah, that's
even.
Who I'm grossed out
Look,
by.
If they're comfortable, who cares? Ooh. Good for you.
I mean, I care.
I care. Because
I care.
You know,
I good for you.
I
do.
Honestly, I think they're aliens. That's a
Fine.
Terrible feeling. And
they're
that,
living
and
in a bowl of soup, Kevin.
Right,
that's
for you.
How humans should live.
But I'm saying if that makes them happy, that makes it better on the rest of us.
I don't want sweaty.
Because then Jensen can go from 62 to 60.
I don't want sweaty people in the world, Kevin.
Yeah,
oh, I support.
I'm
I support
not positive
that.
That's possible.
I don't even think Deadwood should be on the air. That's how much
oh
I'm against
gosh.
Sweaty people.
What?
Yes, too sweaty, too sweaty. I don't know. I was just so surprised by how many people are in that range, in that upper 70s range.
Yeah, all things sweaty. I'm not eating it.
That's what I've heard.
It's true. It's
wise
true.
Lady once said that. So anyway, so I guess my point is stop it. Okay. Her name is, let's just say it's Rachel Palmer. She is from Middletown, New York, and she's been having a bad health year, struggling with insomnia. When she could sleep, it was nightmares, started having hallucinations. Then her symptoms got worse. She started having trouble holding things, had just a cup of coffee. She would drop things. She was having trouble texting people. Her brain and her fingers just weren't working right. She started becoming confused, locking herself out of her house, showing up for work without her uniform on, staring at her computer screen, unable to make words. The woman was in trouble.
She's me.
And I think it was all because the thermostat was too high.
That's my guess.
I think that's what happened.
And that's why we were concerned.
So she went on several doctor's appointments trying to narrow down the problem, went to the emergency room, eventually ended up at seeing specialists at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York who had very bad news for her, that she not only had a tumor, but that scans suggested that it was cancerous.
And that's your great news.
it doesn't say. She's 42. She's 42 years old. She is a newlywed, by the way, and she gets the diagnosis that she has brain cancer. They decide that they're going to operate on her, and when they get in there, she doesn't have a tumor.
What does she have? I'm afraid to ask.
You should be afraid to ask. She has a tapeworm.
Oh, no.
This is unlike any tapeworm story I've ever brought you.
Hate the ones you've brought us. Is this worse?
There are two different kinds of tapeworms that you can get. By the way, this is news to me. The most common form is the adult tapeworm. That's the one that I wanted to order from Mexico to lose a few pounds, remember?
Yeah.
That's the one that you get from undercooked pork and it lives in your stomach. But the other less common way is... How do I explain this?
I mean, don't?
It's basically eggs. It's, okay, somebody has a tapeworm in their body, and then they somehow poop, and then they don't wash their hands properly, and then they make your food, and then there are eggs on their hands that get into your food.
This is super gross.
And then get into your stomach, and then they penetrate the bowel wall, and then they get into the bloodstream, and then they can go anywhere in the body, including the brain. So what they found instead of a tumor was a larval form of a tapeworm.
No!
In like a cyst that was filled with fluid. And they pulled out basically a sack of tapeworms.
Like a hive.
Yes, in her brain.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Which, by the way, as all... Allie,
you not okay? Enjoying this story.
You all right, Allie? As bad as it is, it's actually great news for her because she doesn't have a tumor.
Oh,
she
yeah.
doesn't have cancer. That... No, let me finish.
At a party.
And they removed the tumor and they put her on antiparasitic medication and she's 100% fine now. So it was a very simple solution once they got in and identified what it was.
All right, then if everything's okay, have her prepare some food for you, Bean. You cool with that?
The worst part of this story is imagining the rest of your life trying to figure out what meal and what server ended up putting tapeworm eggs in your omelet.
I mean, there's no way to tell that.
There's no way to tell.
You couldn't spend any time thinking about there's zero chance.
Yeah. But it would haunt you, I think.
Every restaurant you go to, oh, was this the one?
Was this the dude?
That would be a terrible Yelp review.
Got a tapeworm in my brain.
It was actually a full hive.
So happy ending is what I'm saying, you guys.
Okay.
I mean, not a terrible journey, not a fun deal for Rebecca, but...
Better than brain cancer, for sure.
Or Rachel, which is actually what
Rachel,
it is.
Yeah, sure.
way better than brain cancer. Mm-hmm. So I didn't mind bringing you that story. I wonder if Allie will ever be able to speak again.
Oh, it's fine.
Just threw up a little bit in your mouth, did you?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Are we going to bone later?
Oh, jeez, Kevin.
Might as well get right to it. Honking etiquette.
Well, you are the whitest person I know.
No, not honky.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Honking.
Honking, got it.
Yeah, like there's a huge difference between and big difference. Big difference.
Mm-hmm. That's why my car has this.
Sweet.
Mine has...
Louis Anderson will be on the program today.
Yay.
We love him.
Comedian Louis Anderson. Is Baskets is coming back, which is Bean's reference to her because he plays his mom, which is an odd role.
He does. He plays his mom.
Not his own mom. Zach Galifianakis' character. I can't remember what it was.
Chip.
Bean makes his guess.
Yeah, he does.
The U.S. women are in the World Cup, and they won against Thailand 13-0.
Oh,
wowzers.
Why do you tell me that? Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
You had a DVR'd?
I had it taped. Come on.
Oh, no.
And I had Thailand plus 12.
13-0.
Damn it. I thought I was safe with that bet.
And apparently I'm going to get mocked because I don't love, like, but don't love bacon.
Ugh.
Everyone is frustrated with me and wants to throw me out.
Frustrated.
So weird. Even the freaking vegetarians mad at you.
Yeah, I am. I'm furious.
Yeah.
And by the way, we want to deport you is what we want to do.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't realize.
You're not fit to live in this country anymore.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll take 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Allie.
Bean.
Allie.
Bean?
Why didn't you tell us?
What?
Birthday. It's my candle blowing birthday.
Today's your birthday?
It is.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
We've been sitting here just watching you freak out about emails and not say anything.
I mean, it's just another day here. Nothing's working, and I assumed you guys were assholes, so no big deal.
I don't have it.
I don't have it in my phone. It's going in my phone.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I didn't know. I saw a listener tweet at you.
Yeah, it's not on this birthday list either that Dave makes. So, trust me, I noticed that right away.
That's so sad.
Allie has been sneaking into the tweets as the week leading up to it.
No, I mean, just Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline tweeted yesterday, warning, we only have 24 hours till Allie's birthday. Just the star of my favorite show, show I'm on.
Is it in his phone?
So, no, he's my friend, so.
All right, well, I got to put it on.
That's the difference. Well,
yeah, that's the difference.
I feel terrible because I was not able to line up strippers or all the stuff we normally plan for you for your birthday.
It's okay.
And a cake. Can we send someone out to get you some special food or something this morning?
No.
Maybe a bunch of cheese?
No.
Hmm. Now I feel bad I sabotaged your email.
Yeah.
The worst day to do it.
Are you a person who resents working on your birthday? Like you wish you
just
were
today.
Off?
Just today. Yeah, okay. just right. this one.
I'm
yeah.
so sorry, Allie. I didn't know.
It's fine.
I think she's all right.
I'm gonna work through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should I
okay.
be mad?
Like, happy birthday, you guys.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Thank you.
What did you have plans?
Yes.
Fix your email? Is that a top?
No, that will never be fixed here, no matter how hard I try. No, I have lunch plans today.
Cool.
A couple of my friends are out of town, so we're going to do dinner when everyone's back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I planned on tonight just watching Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
What a great way to spend your birthday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it.
So I'm
especially
good.
Since your team, your other team, is in the final.
All right, go Blues.
Not really.
What? Yeah, how are the Bruins not your other team?
We've had this conversation 200 times.
They just aren't and never have been. And quite frankly, I kind of wish the Blues won at home.
Same.
On Sunday.
That's
a
bummer.
Sunday or Monday? Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, I wish they won at home because I prefer teams to win at home, especially a team that has never won it, that has the cutest girl named Layla in the stands that is just magic. And I'd like to see John Hamm happy. There's
sure.
a lot of reasons
okay.
I wish it happened. But there's also, you know, guys on the Bruins that I love.
Mm, okay. That's where we differ. Game okay. seven, though. Game okay. seven of the final tonight.
It's always the best.
Yeah.
Always the best.
The well, cup will be there. It's just who they give it to.
Absolutely.
And I just feel bad for Boston because what were you saying recently, Allie? Hasn't it been like 110 days or something since they had a championship parade?
I mean, they insane amount of time for them not to be bringing
not
out
to have
the
won
tough
something.
Votes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good luck, everybody. And happy birthday, Allie. What's happening?
Hey, thanks, Bean. Does it feel like a weight has been lifted? Like peace in the Middle East type of situation?
Not so far.
Okay, well, what if I told you that last night Katy Perry posted a photo to her Instagram that Taylor Swift sent a plate of cookies with "Peace at Last" written in frosting? Really? Taylor Swift was tagged in the photo as well as the caption, which read, "Feels good, Taylor Swift." I mean, what? Where did this all come from? Backup dancers or something?
Yeah, stole a backup dancer.
I like it better when they were beefing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, beef season. Lot, I liked it way more.
A lot more fun.
It was a pretty weak beef. You
guys. Yeah, it was. But if they had time to ramp it up, well, they just went the other direction.
Yeah, Taylor Swift was going on tour, so she had some of Katy Perry's backup dancers. Then Katy Perry's like, wait, no, I'm changing my tour dates. And they were like, uh-oh, got to go back to Katy. And then Taylor felt slighted, and then they talk about each other in interviews and then in songs and stuff, right?
Well, Katie talks about Taylor in interviews. Taylor has never mentioned Katie in an interview.
She only sang Bad Blood about her?
Well, that's one interpretation, yes.
And the interpretation is that it's about Katy Perry, and that's the only interpretation?
That is what a lot of people think, yes.
It's what all the people think? Everyone, you mean?
People not even allow that Taylor Swift might.
Is the pettiest of all petty.
No, hold on. All I was doing was, for the record, Taylor never mentioned Katy Perry in any interviews. I was just trying to correct that aspect of it. It's very possible that Bad Blood was her, you know, thinly veiled attack on Katy, certainly.
Okay, well, I'm just glad they're back. There are cookies involved.
It does seem equal to peace in the Middle East, though.
Thank you. You're right about that. I'm saying. Yeah. Just wrap it up with a nice bow.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
All right, some birthdays for you. Happy to share it with you, Marv Albert. What?
You guys have a lot in common.
We really do. I bite sex workers' backs a lot. I mean, if they ask. It's got to be consensual.
Lightly.
Yeah. Jason Mewes, DJ Qualls, again, Adriana Lima. Like, it's just, there's pure beauty on this birthday.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. Dave Franco and Robin. And
you guys, there's a secret Blink 182 show happening next week.
Me likey.
Me likey too. You can win your tickets next half hour between 7 and 7:30 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also later on the program, we'll hook you up with K-Rock Advanced screening of Toy Story 4 at AMC Burbank.
Me likey.
And tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw at Staples Center.
Me likey.
And Six Flags Magic Mountain. We're giving away the farm today, you guys.
Me likey.
We're giving away a farm?
And we're giving away a farm. It's all coming
up.
Today on K-Rock. Right. It's where your childhood dog went to live after he wasn't home that day after school, Kevin.
Gotcha. I have a question about car horn etiquette.
Oh,
so
right.
Yesterday I pull out, and it's one of those parking lots where there's like a truck on each side. Shut up.
Didn't get a dare.
So yesterday I'm in my car, and I pull out of a parking lot.
Okay.
He meant to say.
Yes, context is important.
there's a truck on the left, so I can't really see, and there's a truck on the right, so I can't really see.
All right,
so,
stop right there.
All right.
Stop right there. None of us know what this story is. None of us know where this is going.
Right.
How many already are convinced it's Kevin's fault?
Oh, I
got it. Let me finish.
Literally from the minute he said, I'm pulling out of the parking lot, because I sometimes park next to Kevin, and just for some detail, he's never stayed in the lines of his parking space. There has never, since I've started this job, there has never been a moment that he is in the lines of a parking space.
It's possible that at that point every morning I might be in a little bit of a rush.
Okay, moving on.
All right, what did you do wrong, Kevin, that almost got you beat up by a couple of truckers?
I pull out slowly, not being able to see either direction, so I pull my car out slowly because I can't see if anyone's coming. So then I sort of start to half go, you know, like you just sort of step into it a little bit to see if it's actually clear. And it wasn't. There was a car coming from my right.
Okay.
So I stopped my car in plenty of time for this person to drive by. And I put my hand up like, totally sorry, that was my fault.
My bad.
Now, after I put my hand up and said, my bad, this is the first time the woman sees my car and me.
Oh, no.
So now she glances over and she sees a stopped car with me with my hand up, and she does this.
Ooh, that's long.
That seemed like a long one.
That's my point. Yeah. What's the car etiquette on that? What's a horn etiquette on
also,
that one?
Because I can't believe you were recording. It's so cool. You just like got it.
I just happened to be recording my entire life.
Yeah.
So wait, so what you're saying is the first time she saw your car sort of half pulling out of this space and appropriately waiting to see if it was clear, she at the same time she saw your car, she also saw you with the my bad hand up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Completely unacceptable that she would honk you at that point.
And then there was...
Again?
No, but I'm saying that's...
Reminding us.
Okay. Yeah. So
but the crisis was completely averted at this point. There was no reason for her to honk her horn because you had stopped and you had acknowledged that you saw her and she saw you.
But I will give her this credit. Like, it was the first glance that she saw me.
Right.
And so maybe she freaks out a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe that.
Right. And let me add a little fuel to the fire here. Were your reverse lights still on at that point?
I didn't have any reverse lights. I just stopped in plenty of space.
But did you have your foot on the brake?
Still in reverse.
Foot on brakes. Not on reverse. No, I was pulling out onto a street from the parking garage.
Because sometimes I'll see a car that's already done that, and their reverse lights are still on, so I don't know if they've stopped. Does that make sense? Like it seems like they could still go at any moment, but that is not what you're doing. And again, I'm going to say that honk was too long.
Too long, right? Because that's the aggressive, I'm angry, and we're one step away from fighting honk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you would have been fine with the...
I would have been fine with... Okay, I get it. Listen, I pulled out. I was sort of in the way. She had plenty of room to go by.
If you had thrown down, it sounds like you could have taken her.
Oh, but that's not the point, though.
Okay. No, all right. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
But the point is, what's the horn etiquette? Because there's a lot of people who honk their horn for a lot of reasons. And there was one time, because I live in an area where there are a lot of old people driving, there was one time where there was a woman.
Says an old person, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. There was a woman sitting at a red light, and then it turned green, and I was right behind her. And pause, and I thought, okay, don't be impatient. She'll see it. She'll pull out.
Right.
She doesn't, so I go, okay, great. Hey, okay, the light.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing. She doesn't move. Wait. Twice.
Oh, you gave it to her.
Mm. Yeah.
Because now it's been probably 10 to 12 seconds of the light being green and she hasn't moved. She's in the
front.
Which
feels like an hour, by the way, when you're waiting for somebody to leave at a green light.
So then I wait for about another 20 seconds.
Oh.
Whoa.
You live there now.
And I do this.
Oh.
Nothing. She sits there
she's
and
dead.
She's
oh my
dead.
God,
that's my
she's
thought.
Dead.
I need to get out of the car and call 911 because she's dead.
Yeah. Yes, obviously she's dead.
She wasn't dead. What happened was she just didn't see the light the whole time. Probably didn't even hear me honking.
Yeah.
The light turned back to red. We waited. Light turned back to green. She went.
Did you guys make out?
I mean, no, we didn't really have that kind of an interaction. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying I felt like maybe she was dead.
Do you think maybe she didn't hear your horns because she was listening to, like, Sepultura very loud?
But I'm saying that's the right etiquette, right?
Sure. 100%. Like a little honk.
A little honk. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody's in the crosswalk and they're dangerously and somebody else is coming, you know, maybe just a little, hey, you might be in danger honk. Maybe it's one of these.
Yeah.
But you don't really lay on it.
I have to tell you how shocking this is, and I know it's already Allie's birthday, so it's a red letter day, but let's write this down on the show that Kevin gave two examples of him in the wild where both times he acted completely appropriately.
I know that this is going to surprise you, but I'm a great driver.
Oh, my God.
I am a great driver. Well, I'll tell you why.
But a terrible parker, apparently.
No question, because I'm in a rush at that point. No, but here's why. Here's my feeling on a city like Los Angeles where there's this many people. Stay out of the goddamn way. Just stay out of people's way. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay.
If somebody's coming up behind you and you can pull over, I pull over and let them go by.
Sure.
No big deal. I stay out of people's way. If you're parking, if you're turning, whatever you're doing, if you're the first person in a long line of people who are going to turn left at the light, get out into the intersection. It's your job to turn as soon as you can. So at least two cars can go, maybe three. That's your responsibility for the people behind you.
Just for the record, that is my most honk. That is my most honked situation.
Because
Move up.
Mm-hmm.
Reminding.
Hey, by the way, you have a job here because there's people behind you. Just a little bit. Just get out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then if they don't do that, then you... Right?
Then maybe one more of the little honks.
Really? You do one more first?
One more reminder.
Okay, and then?
And then I just get out of the car and punch it in the face.
So you skip this one.
Yeah, no. I've already
go right for breaking noses.
I'm full into aggression mode then.
So I'm just saying that's the way I drive is just stay out of the way.
I'm saying Kevin 2020, ladies
and
gentlemen. That's what I'm saying.
The new man.
No one has ever said that before.
Don't ask him to park though.
And then there's one more horn, and that's. And that's lunch.
Yeah, that means come outside. We have code.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:52.
Allie, I think you're doing it wrong. It's your birthday, but for this What's Happening, you're giving the listener stuff.
I really am.
That's Allie. That's what she does.
Because I care. You guys, I cannot wait to see this movie. Toy Story 4 is coming out in theaters on June 20th. It's Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Keanu Reeves, and more. You've got Woody, Buzz Lightyear, the rest of the gang. They embark on a road trip with Bonnie and a new toy named Forky.
I am already there for the Forky spinoff.
Forky is already my favorite. I haven't even gotten to know Forky.
Bean's already everything. Looking over this movie.
Yes.
Forky's going to have his whole life.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. He's going to have lots of movies. He's going to have plush Forkies, everything.
There's going to be a Forky universe.
There should be, yeah. Forky, of course, played by Tony Hale, which right there.
Come on.
You've got me.
We all win. Well, how would you like a 4-pack of passes to the advance screening of Toy Story 4 at AMC Burbank? That is going down on June 18th. Give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and be caller 18 And you're going to get that four-pack of passes and see the movie 2 whole days before the rest of us losers.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Not that number.
So good luck to you. So Sandra Bullock must have had some pretty outstanding college years, because they're about to be the inspiration for an Amazon series that she's developing with Akiva Goldsman and John Legend. According to the show description released yesterday, it's a dramedy set in the world of music and dance. It will take place in the American Deep South in the 1980s, where one darkly offbeat young woman defies expectations and sets out in search of love, community, and an identity of her own.
Do we need this?
Well, screenwriter Kevin Williamson, who created Dawson's Creek, Vampire Diaries, wrote Scream.
All right, yes.
Apparently knew her when he himself was in college, and says he's way ready for this show.
Oh, that's funny.
He said, "First gay bar I ever entered was freshman year, and Sandra was performing. Can't wait for this." What?
Where'd they go to school?
I don't know. Somewhere in the American Deep South.
Okay.
I mean, you guys, what kind of life did she lead in college?
No kidding.
Sandra Bullock.
By the way, I'd pay to see a movie of Kevin's college years, I'll tell you that.
Oh, 100%.
Me too, because then I would remember them if I saw them again.
She went to East Carolina.
East Carolina.
Oh, what a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. The Ivy League, I think.
What's wrong with the two?
I'm not even making fun of the education of it. I'm just saying I'd never heard of East Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a North Carolina that we know.
There is a North Carolina State and a University of North Carolina.
Yes. South Carolina State.
They got both of those too, right?
Is there a West Carolina?
No.
Less of that one.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Just saying. It makes sense. So, nostalgia. You guys, we know it. It's real. That's why so many reboots coming back. Well, now the cast of Growing Pains hoping to bring back that famous family sitcom. Of course, without, obviously, the late Alan Thicke. But Jeremy Miller, who played Ben Seaver, said, "We're still in talks right now. We're actually doing story creation and brainstorming. Kirk Cameron, Tracy Gold, and I are in constant contact about it and are trying to put together a workable storyline that will be respectful to Alan and the cast and the history and everything." So, you interested in seeing what's up with the Seaver family?
No.
Nope. Pass.
Not so much?
No.
Okay.
I do want to see a mashup of Growing Pains and Left Behind. The Kirk Cameron movies.
Oh.
Do you know those?
Are those the Christian movies?
Yeah.
No.
It's just like the wrath has come and it's just certain people, the chosen, who stay.
What if it's the Seavers? The chosen people?
Yeah, and then they have to go outside and they're like, where'd everyone
go? Get on that,
Jensen. Where are the Jews?
Make that happen.
I'm into it. That would be great. All right. I mean, I hope one of them they're listening.
Sure.
That would be cool.
That's a pitch.
Yeah. Did you guys see the pictures that went viral of Keanu Reeves posing with different women?
I did not.
I did.
It's amazing. It's just pictures of him, like a collage of him with all different women. And one is Dolly Parton, which is a great picture as well. But then a circle in each picture where you can see where Keanu Reeves's hand is. And it's never touching the woman. It's always like he's got his arm around the woman, but it's never touching them.
The hover hand.
Does he think he has cuties? They have cooties?
I don't think so.
I could have said that better.
You could give it another try.
Does he think they have cooties?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But he's being hailed as a king, as people are pointing out
he's
this endearing
king.
Trait.
Yeah.
The first fan pointed out, LOL, Keanu ain't taking no chances. But I think that says something about him.
Well, it says he's perfect is what it says.
Well,
he
yes.
does everything right.
He does. Yeah.
He does do everything right, because we've all taken pictures with people that, ladies, I'm talking to you guys right now, where the guy puts his hand like on your rib cage, a little close, too close to the underboob, or on your hip, and you're like, hey, little low there. There's a sweet spot that you have to hit, but why not just skip that sweet spot and just hover? Just do the Keanu hover. It's just a delightful picture.
So my grabby approach, you're saying, needs to be retired.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah. I mean, if somebody could send these pics to Joe Biden, that would be wonderful. Just say, hey, here's how you do it.
Now you can't sniff a woman's hair.
Oh, dear.
Ugh.
Good Lord.
Don't look at me. It's Uncle Joe. It's not me.
He ain't my Uncle Joe. Just saying. Maybe take a seat, Uncle Joe.
That is another delightful and a long line of delightful Keanu Reeves stories.
He's really...
I love this guy.
Quite a dude.
Hey, Chip, you saw the Always Be My Maybe yesterday?
Yeah, he was awesome in that.
He's incredible, right?
So good.
So good. If you guys haven't seen it, it is such a lovely rom-com, but it's to me, it's more than a rom-com because it's very funny. Keanu Reeves improvs his butt off in it.
And where is this?
It's on Netflix. It's Ali Wong and Randall Park, and it's... They have known each other since they were kids, and it's this love story to San Francisco and to food, and it's just, it's beautiful. Always Be My Maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
I would like to see it.
Okay, well, yeah, you absolutely can. It's just on.
I would like to see it.
Okay, I'm telling you, it's on Netflix. You just
see it now.
Log on and watch it.
It was PG, and there was Bush in it.
There, nope.
I would like to see it.
Well, ma'am, that's a whole other genre of movies also available.
I do. I have The Burning Bush.
Online.
And, I would like to see it.
Oh, ma'am. She loves Bush. Some birthdays. Robin, Dave Franco, Adriana Lima, DJ Qualls, Jason Mewes, and Marv Albert.
And
me.
Allie McKay.
I would like to see it.
I didn't want to say anything about it earlier, Allie, because it was meant to be a birthday surprise, but I got you Louis Anderson for your birthday.
How
about that?
Amazing.
I got you Louis Anderson.
I love it.
I couldn't say anything ahead of time.
Thank you.
It's quite a surprise, B.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Put together.
I did. I put it together.
It's quite a surprise.
I mean, Louis's been on the books the whole week.
I understand that. But
yeah. He's basically like a friend and family of the show.
Right. So we said, hey, Louis, when do you want to come on? And he said Allie's birthday.
Uh-huh. Allie's birthday, right. Yeah. But now I'm trying to co-op that because I forgot about Allie's birthday. I'm trying to make it seem like this is something I went out of my way to specially arrange for you for your birthday because I know how you love Louis so much.
I get it.
He is one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time. In fact, you can see proof of that on Friday night in Thousand Oaks at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. CivicArtPlaza.com for tickets, and you can see him on your TV tomorrow night for the return of Baskets, ladies and gentlemen. Louis Anderson back on the show. Hey, Louis.
Hey. Allie's birthday.
Right?
Yay.
You ready, Allie? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Happy, happy birthday to every girl and boy. I hope this very special day brings you lots of joy. I hope the birthday present you get from mom and dad makes this very special day the best you ever had. Aww. Happy birthday, Allie!
Yay!
That was so worth it.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I look like a hero.
No one believes that, Bean.
No, nobody believes. That was all Louis.
Hey, Louis, speaking of birthdays, we are going to get into Baskets in a second. How did it happen this year on your birthday a few weeks ago that Donny Osmond recorded a musical singing and dancing number and sent it to you on your birthday? What's the backstory there?
Al Yankovic sent me that as a birthday greeting.
Oh, so Al got it together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I almost missed this call. I don't really have it together.
But is there a connection between you and Donny Osmond? Like, why Donny?
Well, Donny is, you know, like, he's a Vegas royalty.
Yeah,
You know, him and Marie have had the show on. I've been to their show. Mm-hmm. I know the Osmond family. I almost became a Mormon.
Oh.
And, yeah, that's in 1901. but I almost did one. But I have always known them guys, and the family and everybody has just been lovely to me. And they have, I think they're just retiring their show now in Vegas. But
that's right.
Boy, it's one of the best shows ever. After I saw that show, I go, oh, I don't work hard enough at my show.
Yeah. I saw that show too, Louis, and I was blown away at how much singing and dancing those guys still do. I mean, it was great.
Wasn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Wasn't it amazing? I guess we walked out and I went, oh, Louis, you're a failure.
You need to step it up, Louis.
Right, exactly.
I need to step it up.
So season 4 of Baskets on FX premieres tomorrow night at 10. It is one of our favorite shows, and I understand that there are some big changes afoot for Christine. Is it true that I hear she may be moving in with Ken?
Yes. Ken has won Christine's heart And Christine is really excited about it. But also, you know, Christine, she makes everything more difficult than it should be.
Sure,
of course.
And she's, I mean, it's really a great season. I want to tell you, this season, for me, I got kind of gut punched a couple of times because it was so well written. And so when I performed some of the episodes and some of the scenes, I really, like, I was overwhelmed more than once during this year because two reasons. One, it was so, so good, so well written. And two, I had to think, did my mom ever have this much happiness in her life? Wow. And so that was just like, oh my God, you know? I just was, this show continues to deliver great things for me, and I hope for other people. I hope people will watch.
Well, I'd like to say, too, on behalf of the show, that if you haven't seen Baskets yet, there are very few TV shows that you can point to as being different than everything else.
Absolutely.
And this is one of them, and it's totally worth it.
Yeah, you know, I people will say, you know, I say, have you seen Baskets? They go, I love Baskets. I go, have you seen it? And they go, well, I've watched some clips. And I go, well, listen, I know people like to watch clips and get the point of it and see me play Christine, but this show is a journey. The whole thing from the first episode until now.
Agreed.
And I hope this journey doesn't end. People, please watch Baskets. I really want to get another season. I feel like we have more to say, and I hope people will watch it out there. Zach and I had so much fun working, and Martha also was terrific in it. And Alex Morris, who plays Ken, this show, I mean, this year, it's pivotal. It's a pivotal year, and, you know, keep your fingers crossed that we get another season, because we still love doing that.
Oh, look, yeah, we're happy to help hype this up, Louie. You know we've been fans since day one. All right, I have one question I want to ask about this season of Baskets, and I understand if you can't tell me, if it's a spoiler alert, it's a spoiler, I don't want you to share it with people, but will Martha ever get the cast off her arm? Ever?
You know, just when they were shooting a scene about Martha's cast, I was called out of the country.
So you
weird
can't.
Timing.
You can't know.
Wow, that is strange.
I just was airlifted out.
Understood.
And, I'll tell you this: Martha's great in this season.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's
Martha
incredible.
Comes alive in this season.
Well, I doubt that. I doubt she comes alive. I'm know, sure she keeps doing what she's doing.
Yeah, she's. You know, Martha is really, I'm telling you, this season, I'll tell you, my knees are so shot because I had to do so much. I mean, we did, oh God, I know this sounds silly.
I mean,
I'm
just finish that thought.
Yeah, finish that sentence about why your knees are shot.
Listen, first of all, my knees were made for a smaller model. But this year, we shot all over. We shot some really good physical scenes. I'm everywhere in this. I did more physical work on this show this year than I have the whole season. So that's why. And I'm getting older, but I really need a new knee. But I guess, man,
we'll get a GoFundMe for
it. I worked really hard.
I understood.
I really worked hard. I worked hard. I love this show. I love Zach. I love Martha. John Kreisel. I love FX. Please tune in tomorrow night or steal somebody's cable thing so that you can sign in and and watch it, you know?
It's tomorrow night, Thursday at 10 p.m. on FX.
So
and
good.
Don't miss Louie at the Thousand Oaks.
Yeah,
Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. That's a Friday night. Tickets are on sale now from civicsartsplaza.com. You will have a great time with the great Louie Anderson. And thank you for singing that birthday song for Allie and making me look good, Louie. We love you.
Allie,
we'll talk to you soon.
Allie, birthday.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
While most Americans are very happy with the way the Women's World Cup team performed yesterday in winning their first game in a convincing fashion, there are those who say it was pretty unsportsmanlike to keep piling on poor little Thailand. Yep. You know, once you're up 8-0, 9-0, 10-0, 11-0, do you really need to keep going for every goal you can get? It's a little bit of a decisive issue. We'll discuss coming up right after the top of the hour. First, so the birthday girl is here to have another look at what's happening here on a Wednesday.
We all know that people on social media will basically say something rude about anything.
Sure. Absolutely.
It's the outrage machine. It just takes one person and they all pile on.
Yeah. Would you think Dua Lipa posting a picture of her as a baby would cause people to write really mean, dumb things?
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
No.
So, how? Last month, she shared an adorable picture of herself as a toddler. Some of her 30 million followers, however, focused on her full pouty lips as a toddler and accused her of photoshopping her lips to make them larger.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
No, it's not true.
And my day is ruined.
It's not true, sir.
A two-year-old child, like, she went in and was like, how do I make myself...
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
How do I make myself hotter as a two-year-old? Like, come on.
That is an adorable photo.
It absolutely is. So she took to Instagram yesterday to slam the rumors, and she said, to the people saying I photoshopped my baby pictures to make my lips look bigger are mad, mad. Can't believe I have to defend myself. You guys are on crack. She then uploaded a series of more baby photos, and each of them rocking those same full lips, as if to say, oh, did I Photoshop all these as well? Which I guess people probably were like, well, yeah.
I mean, some people are born with full lips. That's just a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How crazy are people? Like, what is going through your mind when you're like, nope.
Not fine.
She doesn't have she added those lips.
It would have been funny if the next baby picture she had humongous breasts.
All right, you took it to a very odd place, but
I
see what you're doing.
A giant rack for 2.5 year old.
I see what you're doing. And she's like, oh, haters will say this is Photoshopped, uh-huh. And it's just like Fs.
You guys, yeah. You guys had problems with that one. I bet you have problems with this one, too.
It's not realistic. It's just not realistic.
Okay. I'm just saying people are crazy.
Yes, they
are. That's correct.
Maybe pictures of a baby. You don't need to be so judgy and creepy. I did enjoy this, though. Miley Cyrus celebrating 10-year anniversary with Liam Hemsworth, and she decided to post a little clap back at breakup rumors. Miley posted a screen grab of a gossip site with the headline, Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, split rumors. So she wrote, happy 10-year anniversary, my love. Good to see everyone is as dumb as they were in 2009. Some things never change, and I hope the way you feel about me is one of them.
My friends totally went ghost on me.
That's not a thing, sir. They ghosted you. But 10 years.
That's impressive.
Insane.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. Yeah.
They're not married yet, right?
No, they got married.
Mm-hmm. They did get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This year, right?
They seem very happy together.
They're adorable.
Would you go so far as to say adorbs or just adorable?
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Slang Man about
this
that.
Party lit.
What would someone over 30 mean by adorbs?
That's
as
right.
Opposed to...
A lot of teens are dropping their verbs.
This is so weird. It's so weird. So most people at some point in their life get fired from a job, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Even Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill. The Star Wars icon opened up on The Late Late Show with James Corden about working at Jack in the Box in Hollywood when he was an up-and-comer. And he said he really loved the theatrical aspects of working at Jack in the Box. So he always aspired to work at the drive-thru so he could try out voices.
There's a theatrical element to
well,
that?
Well, he said, the one chance I had at it, it never occurred to me not to be in character. His manager, not thrilled by his version of the Jack in the Box mascot, Jack, at the window. My manager didn't think it was very funny. He told me to go home and never come back. I got fired. Fired for being in character. He was doing a character saying, can I take your order? That's magic.
That is funny.
I mean, he wanted to entertain, right? He didn't have that job yet, so he thought, why not get some practice working on accents? My British accent would be a lot better now if I had a job at Jack in the Box.
Let's hear it.
If you were running a Jack in the Box drive-thru, mm-hmm. What would it sound like?
Can I interest you with some large fries with that?
I would, but
it's getting worse.
What do you think?
It actually is getting worse.
Yeah. I don't know why.
What a sober English person sound like.
So what should I have to drink? I don't really know what's on the menu. What should I drink?
I have no idea what they have at Jack in the Box.
Oh, it's Coke or Diet Coke. What the hell?
I could fix you up with a Coke or a Diet Coke or some orange soda.
It's getting crazy.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
You're losing it
at the wrong time.
I'm self-conscious about it now.
You're supposed to be peaking right now.
Oh.
You're getting closer.
I'm sorry,
but
you guys.
Further away in accent.
Right.
My point is that Mark Hamill got the last laugh in this situation.
He's like, I'll be back.
It is nuts.
It's getting terrible.
Oh. I am not a winner.
I think you are. Absolutely think you are. By the way, you're a 14-year-old Chinese girl. You're constipated for a week. Abdominal blockage.
Go on.
So far, I'm way in.
Can I buy the movie rights to this?
It's a little early for this, but okay.
There's a teen in eastern China who was sent to the hospital because her parents couldn't figure out why she couldn't eat, use a bathroom for 5 days. Doctors couldn't figure out what was ailing her, so a CT scan was ordered.
Okay, hold on. Can we guess?
Yeah.
Had she swallowed something that was blocking the entrances or exits? Okay.
Yes.
She had swallowed something.
Let me say that there were 100 unusual spherical shadows.
100?
Mm-hmm.
Marbles? Golf balls. Golf balls.
Mm-mm.
Marbles? No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
100 spherical balls.
Wow.
I don't think you're going to figure this out.
Really?
Because it's something that you would have in your stomach.
Oh, something you're supposed to have, but she...
Well, not supposed to have. It's something that she drank that then
boba?
Her body... It's boba.
Oh, my God.
Her body couldn't digest the tapioca pearls.
Wow.
She claims that she only had, you know, one drink of it
Bobo.
5 days earlier. Nope, boba.
Boba.
Sunset over fat balls.
Nope. But the doctor was like, there's no way that was one drink. It was over 100 boba bubbles, essentially. So she was given laxatives and sent home, but... Yikes!
Would you say they were
balls? I would. 100 of them.
Right.
A fat balls cherry bomb.
I mean, could be a flavor. I don't believe it is. But that's nuts, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Just a bunch of boba blockage. No one wants that.
Bobo.
No. Not Bobo. He's in Cypress Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very different. Let's talk about some birthdays. Robin, Adriana Lima, DJ Qualls, Jason Mewes, and Dave Franco. And that's what...
Bean Makes Us Guess, coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think it's going to be a good one. I think you guys are going to enjoy this, so stick around for that. But first... So, Kevin, you were happy to see those young women from Thailand literally weeping at the end of the game?
No, I wasn't happy about that, but I was happy about the U.S. winning.
They were crying, Kevin.
I know they were.
They were pantsed.
Yeah.
They were pantsed in front of the whole world, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm happy the U.S. could finally show dominance over a country like Thailand who's had it too good. You know what I mean? Too good, too easy.
The score was 13-0, you guys. To put it in context, the last three World Cups that the men's team qualified for, which does it includes last year's, they didn't score 13 goals between all three of those World Cup appearances, okay?
Yeah.
That's how many goals were scored. Here are a few highlights of the game, and I have some questions along the way, and then we'll talk about the controversy involved.
Chipping it, back post, header, goal!
Okay, first question. Whatever happened to goal?
A different announcer. Yeah, that's usually Univision. That's usually
right,
Espanol.
Again, I think this is underselling the first goal
that's
of the World
possible,
Cup.
Yeah.
Listen.
Chipping it, back post, header.
That's not even trying.
He is trying to get out as quick as he can.
It's the opposite. Like, go.
He's been the guy that's been calling all other games leading up to it, and I've just gotten used to it because that's how he does it.
Do you think he's like, listen, another one's happening in 5 seconds.
Probably.
They didn't know this at the time. This is 12 minutes into the game before the first one even happens, okay? But then they do come pretty quickly thereafter.
Shot taken, and Rose LaBelle made the right decision. 2-0 U.S. It's loose, and there's one for the U.S. It's 3-0 Iran. Mewes with a shot deflected. Go! 4-0. Put up there by Heath. Headed by Iran. Quick shot. Go!
Now, Kevin, you're the soccer expert here on the program.
Sort of.
when you're up 5-0,
uh-huh,
is it time to relax a little bit? Is it time to start bringing in the subs? Is it time to take a woman off the field?
Playing in a early game of your season, or are you playing in the World Cup?
You're in the World Cup.
Then you don't take your foot off the gas. Ever.
Agree.
Really?
Ever.
So if it had been 20-0,
correct,
you would have been fine with it.
Yes, because this isn't about Thailand at all. I mean, mm-hmm, if you have a heart, you felt bad for Thailand. I sure did.
Sure.
I felt bad for Thailand.
Yeah, I mean, it was embarrassing. Look, I know it's only their second ever Women's World Cup, so they're just happy to be there. And they knew they were going to lose. They knew, obviously, the U.S. was a far superior team. But you at least want to make it – you want to feel like at least you're in the same league, literally,
so
right?
So you insult the people on the Thailand team by lessening your ability to equal theirs? No, it's a slap in the face to athletes everywhere to say, oh, you should have eased up on them. No, the point of being an athlete is to win.
And at that level, especially.
This level, these are knockout rounds. This is group
rounds. Group rounds, yeah.
You want to get that score up.
And wait, and so tell me, because I don't know, getting the score up helps you later when there are ties?
If there's a tie, that's a score breaker.
A tie in the game.
No. If there's a tie in the group.
Okay.
Say at the end of the group stage, there's four teams in each group.
It does come up a lot in football as well, in American football, about running up scores and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess my issue is, especially in basketball as well, like if you're up 20 and you dunk and you do a celebration,
mm-hmm,
or you're sort of like pumping your fist or sort of rubbing it in, and I think a lot of people, including myself, felt it was weird to continue to keep celebrating 11 goals in.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that point of view, but also this is the World Cup, and these women have worked their entire lives to make it to the World Cup. They just scored a goal in the biggest competition in the world. How do you go, I'm just going to, all right, good.
I think you do it out of good sportsmanship for the other team.
That sportsmanship is also taught when they're growing up.
And I think the good sportsmanship was shown at the end when they hugged, when they embraced, said good game, that type of thing. If you score a goal, and for some, they had scored goals in World Cups before.
Yes.
Some hadn't. That was their first goal on that stage. Celebrate.
I'll tell you who didn't celebrate that much was Alex Morgan, who had 5 goals.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't keep going crazy. She was happy. She high-fived everybody, but she wasn't, out of line at all.
Let's hear a little bit more of that, because the announcers are having trouble really kind of getting across how big this win is as it stacks up more and more. I mean, it's the biggest win in World Cup history in terms of the score, in terms of the difference in score. There's never 11-0 was the previous most lopsided game ever.
Right.
Now there's a new one.
And there's the second one from U.S. 6-0. Slipped through. Couldn't U.S. get 3? She'll play it across the belt. Go! 7-0 U.S. Pull back. Quick shot. And there's another. Most goals U.S. has scored in a single World Cup game. Two runners going forward, including Rapinoe, who runs on. Rapinoe with a goal! 9-0 U.S.
I mean, I think they're going to win this one at this point of the game.
Here's what I'll say to you. This is not at all about Thailand. This is barely about the group. They still have to play Sweden, which is a decently strong team. This is about France, and this is about Germany, and this is about the other teams that they might meet down the road, semifinals, finals. You want to put a lot of doubt in their minds that no one can come close to you.
Go!
I think that's what this is about. This is not about Thailand, even though it was heartbreaking for Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. women did the right thing because they're focusing on winning back-to-back World Cups. And they're fourth, by the way. Their fourth World Cup.
Allie, this is I heard your explanation of how you don't want to treat them like kids. You don't want to treat Thailand like kids by not playing full strength. Here's what the announcer said in the booth, similar to that.
So many people would say, why don't the U.S. just step off the gas? It's not fair to Thailand. But it's showing respect to Thailand by continuing to press, by continuing to play their best and deserving and asking for more.
It's showing respect to Thailand by continuing to whoop their ass, right?
Honestly, if I was at that elite level, and I was playing America, and all of a sudden they put in everyone from the bench, I'd be like, Well, this isn't even the World Cup anymore. Now they're just giving us, I hate to say scrubs because they're not scrubs, but you want to play at that. This isn't AYSO.
Correct.
This isn't us just chit-chatting over our orange
it's
slices.
It's not even high school.
It's the goddamn World Cup, you guys.
That's their slogan this year,
it
by the way.
It should be. It really should be.
By the way, the U.S. also is so deep that they were, I don't know, 7-0 ahead, and they brought in subs in the second half, and it was Carly Lloyd, one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Kristen Press, one of the best players in the world.
Yep.
And Mallory Pugh, one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Those three came in as substitutes when they were ahead 7-0 because they wanted to get game time practice.
And all scored goals, by the way.
Alex Morgan, 10-0 U.S. So they've got a 10-0 lead, the biggest rout in World Cup history. Open net. There's the 11. Morgan, shot, goal. Come on. 5 for Morgan.
By the way, I love the announcer. Come on.
That was the one defending him earlier.
I'm exhausted.
Morgan get one here. Connie Lloyd, she's got it. 13-0 U.S.
I just feel like that women's team from Thailand wishes they were back stuck in that cave, don't
Look,
you?
Here's why
I don't think they were the same.
Oh, that wasn't them?
That wasn't the same group.
Here's why I do feel bad about them, though, is it does have a lot to do with how much does your country support the women's team. And there are a lot of countries. The women just here in the United States had to fight to get representation from U.S. soccer. There are a lot of countries, and I would guess Thailand is one of them, where they're not supported financially.
Oh, you know, Thailand's team is privately supported.
That's not surprising at all.
By a guy who owns an insurance company. That's their primary supporter. It's not a government thing at all. It's not, you know, it's not a well-funded, like I said, it's only their second ever World Cup. They're lucky to be there, you know. They probably won't want to go back.
Right. I don't know if they're going to be allowed, or if they're all going to be murdered when they get home.
The other teams that didn't know, that was, what was that? That was
Colombia.
But no, the other ones like France, they have a lot of support. Germany, they have a lot of support. Germany's done back-to-back World Cup. This is what that was all about. It's not about the game against Thailand. And I did feel bad for Thailand, and I did think the women did the right thing.
So Sunday, is it Sunday versus Chile? Is that next?
Yes.
Okay. I don't see it on my screen. Did we give away those tickets for Six Flags Venture Mountain?
We did.
And the winner is?
A listener that was listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
So lucky. Congratulations.
We appreciate you, and thank you for listening.
So you don't have it on your screen
nope.
either, huh?
No, sir.
That's curious.
Yep.
We'll continue to give those away all week long here on the Kevin and Bean Show throughout the day at K-Rock. Go to krock.com for another chance to win and more details. Hey, how about right now? It's time for Bean Mix's Guess.
Bean Mix's Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean Mix's Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Max's Guess.
Yes.
Never seen anyone dance to that song, but Beer Mug is really pulling it off.
I noticed that.
Really shaking that ass.
Once again, we go to our friends at Ranker.com, which is the best spot on the internet for lists. Tens of thousands of people contributed to this one. Which superstitions do you believe? Which superstitions do you believe? For instance, if you believe that if you step on a crack in a sidewalk, it'll break your mother's back, you would put that one on the list, for instance. So for the purpose of this list, Kevin, you don't actually have to believe it. You just have to kind of predict what
superstitions. What other people say.
Mm-hmm. Right, what other superstitions like that when people begin. I have the top 30 list here, and well, of course, you'll get a point like we do if you get anything inside the top 10. And as is our ceremonial custom, Kevin, you get the first guess.
A black cat on your bed.
I think
black cat,
it's like a hybrid one.
On your bed.
Okay.
Is that in there or no?
It's not. Would you like partial credit or would you like to break it down and try to get a point here?
My guess is black cat on the bed.
I'm sorry. No. Black cat on the bed is not a thing that anyone is concerned about.
All right.
But I see what you're going for. Beer Mug, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, son?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Let's go with break a mirror, 7 years bad luck.
Number 5 on the list. Breaking a mirror is considered bad luck. Yes, you are on the board. Miss Ellie McKay.
You don't want to walk under a ladder.
Right.
You definitely don't want to walk under a ladder. That is number 9 on the list of superstitions that people believe. 1-1. Kevin, to you.
Do not swallow your gum.
You'll have like a gum tree grow in your stomach.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a gum tree.
No, not on the list. I'm sorry.
I would love to see a gum tree at some point.
And by the way, wasn't that debunked like many, many years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
Not on the list. I'm sorry. Beer Mug.
If you spill salt, you have to throw it over your shoulder.
Throwing salt over your shoulder is number 13 on the list. So I'm sorry. No point, but great guess anyway. Allie McKay.
When you never cross a black cat.
That is correct. That is number 24 on the list. Not a point, but again, a good guess. Kevin.
Masturbation makes you go blind.
Yes!
I don't think that's true. It's also not on the list.
Yeah, you're blind and your palms get hairy.
Palms hairy, though, second, right after
right,
blind.
Right.
Do you know that your palms are hairy, though, if you're blind?
Not if you're blind.
Like, I feel like you can feel it.
It almost feels nicer.
Okay. It may be on this list. I see what you did there, Ellie. Uh-huh. It may be on this list, but I can't read it. So, because my eyesight is so bad.
See what you did. Uh-huh.
Okay. Beer mug.
Not having a 13th floor in a building.
Oh, nice.
A 13th floor in a building is number 22 on the list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These
we are missing big ones.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones on here. Yeah. Allie. If you're just joining us, superstitions that people believe are true is a list from Ranker.com. Tens of thousands of entries on the internet for this. What's in the top 10?
Well, I don't go near any like bodies of water at night because of La Llorona.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Let's go around one more time. Kevin, your final guess.
If you make that face, it'll stick that way.
Yes!
Boom!
Sorry, no.
Are we just doing stuff our mother said?
Yes, that's exactly. Completely different category.
Oh, okay.
Completely different category. Muggs, your final contribution, please.
Let's go with... you have to wait 1 hour after you eat until you go into the pool.
Things your mom told you is the category, yes. These are superstitions that people believe, which is a completely different topic. What's the score, by the way, Allie?
Muggs and I both have one.
Okay, so if you can come up with one, you'll win the game. Be a nice birthday win.
You can still get pregnant in a hot tub.
Things your mother told you, yes.
Wrong
All right. Some of the ones on the list that we didn't mention are lucky rabbit's foot is good luck.
Oh, rabbit's foot.
Wishing people who make wishes at 11:11 was number 15 on the list.
Never even heard that one.
That's a good one.
11:11.
You can get a wish if you break the wishbone at Thanksgiving and you get the big half of it. That's one. Here's the top 10. Crossing your fingers for good luck, people believe, is a superstition that actually works. Okay. Number 9 was walking under a ladder. Number 8, Kevin, you must have encountered this in poker games, beginner's luck. The person who's never played the game, doesn't know anything about it, wins office pool or gets the best hand. Right?
I sat next to a woman who had a list of the ranking of hands, and she put that on the table.
Smart.
Destroyed me.
Of course. She's probably played for 30 years.
Exactly.
Number 7, bad luck if you open your umbrella inside, some people say.
I think I've even heard that one.
People who believe in lucky pennies. Now, is that a penny that you find in the wild?
Yeah.
I think.
And it has to be heads up.
Yeah. Heads up, right. Number 5 is breaking a mirror. I think somebody guessed that. Number 4, bad news comes in threes.
It also
works that way with celebrity deaths. Mm-hmm. Number 3, wishing on a 4-leaf clover is considered good luck.
Sure.
If you find a 4-leaf clover, you're supposed to get good luck. Number 2, wishing on a star, which I just think of as my favorite Rose Royce song. I don't really think of that as being a superstition, but I guess it is. And the number 1 superstition that people believe, according to Ranker.com, is good luck to knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Of course.
I have never been in a car accident knocking on wood, and that's supposed to help you out there. So
you go.
That is this week's
not lucky.
Bean makes his guess.
Bean makes his
Bobo.
No.
It's a callback. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening in your butt?
Oh, not much.
Okay.
Not much.
Yeah, what about you?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Oh, so okay.
I feel like that's a yes or no question.
No, you're nothing. Like, nothing? You were like guilty.
Yeah, it was surprising.
Nothing's going on?
Why would you ask? Maybe you?
How's your butt?
Nothing's going on. It's fine. Yeah.
All right, cool. Bean?
Nothing's going on?
Chinese meal?
Very strange, you guys. I know a lot of you woke up today and you felt different. Like the world might have been in a better place than it was.
Because of Allie McKay's birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
That is why.
No.
And you realize you need to Venmo her immediately for all the free hours of entertainment she's given you.
Mm-hmm. At Allie McKay, A-L-L-I-E-M-A-C-K-A-Y. But don't
feel
like you
have to.
I'm just putting it out there. No, I'm saying, Kevin, you can stop slow clapping. Okay. I'm saying maybe you woke up and you're like, something feels different. It feels better.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Taylor Swift has ended her infamous feud with fellow pop queen Katy Perry.
That makes the world less interesting.
Katy Perry posted a photo on her Instagram last night.
Hold on, we got to hear the fanfare.
Oh, yeah, they're going nuts.
Mm-hmm, nuts.
I mean, there's been a lot of pent-up concern
about
this between the two ladies.
Yeah, well...
So now we're just letting it all hang out.
Yeah. They need to calm down.
Hold on.
Oh.
They sound thrilled.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really...
Understandable.
Turned inside out.
Well, I'm going to miss it.
When I tell you that Taylor Swift... Okay. <It's still going. laughs> Again, what is that?
It's so crazy.
Guys, someone recorded that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think a crescendo is coming, though. I think they're going to...
Okay. This is where it gets big?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Taylor and Katy getting along, so clearly there's a lot of emotion in the room.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Finale. And... and... We are back.
Both of
them. It's a callback.
Taylor Swift sent a plate of cookies with "Peace at Last" written in frosting. Taylor Swift was tagged in the photo as well as the caption, which reads, "Feels good, Taylor Swift." I mean, this is amazing.
I was a little confused by this because didn't Katy send Taylor flowers on the first day of the Reputation tour? And
yes.
I thought that buried the feud.
Well, I mean, it's never really over until you get cookies. Everyone knows that.
I mean, that.
That
is true. That's the accepted rule.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a story. Baby, you're a fan.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
And earnestly,
your cats aren't that cute.
He earnestly said that in his podcast.
I could listen to that all morning and I would laugh just as hard every time.
It's the greatest. You guys know I hate those. Millennials are ruining this story.
Yeah, because it's every story.
And it's absurd. Well... Millennials are reviving something.
Oh.
A string of traditional
laziness?
Tasks. No. That were once destined for the history books. There was a study into the traditional skills across generations and found that young adults are really getting into things like framing pictures, calligraphy, and knitting. Well, excellent. Bring it back. All those things are wonderful.
Knitting.
Okay. Crafting making a comeback and like handwritten notes. Nobody does that anymore. I say kudos, you millennials.
I think so too. I'm with you on that.
All right, excellent. Also, you know what they're also bringing back in a big way, and our generation is bringing back as well? Camping.
Oh, this must terrify you.
Yeah. Well, okay. I hate you both. According to KOA, 2019's North American Camping Report, camping has become increasingly popular amongst millennials, which are 23 to 38, and Gen Xers, ages 39 to 54. The report said that an estimated 7 million additional campers in households in the U.S. started since 2014, and 77% of those are from those two groups. We are bringing back camping, you guys.
Yes.
All right. Listen, what I'm saying is there weren't a lot of entertainment stories today. But
just
camping,
your birthday.
Yeah.
Just Allie's birthday.
Just that. And Jason Mewes, DJ Qualls, Adriana Lima, Dave Franco, and Robin. And I know we don't usually do dead people's birthdays, but also Anne Frank. And George Bush Sr. So that's cool.
Thank you for your opinion.
When are we going to have those guys in again, right?
Yesterday.
Seems like a while.
Blink 182. Huge summer tour happening. They're going to be playing Anima of the State in its entirety, along with all their other songs. Plus, Lil Wayne is on the bill. And they're doing a super secret show on June 20th that you're going to continue to win tickets for all weekend long here on the World Famous Kira. Get all the details at krock.com. All right, Allie, birthday girl.
Yeah.
Somebody Venmo'd you?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Alex, you Venmo'd me 69 cents. Nice.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What's going on?
You know that I'm the queen of sending the wrong people texts.
I've never met anyone that does it more than text and emails more
emails
than you.
Too, yeah.
I text a lot with friends, and then you think you're responding to that friend that you've been having a text conversation with, mm-hmm. but you forget someone texted in the meantime, so you just go back to the last text, and then you send something, then you have to write back, oh, sorry, not for
you. Sorry, that was for someone else, yeah.
It happens way too much for me.
I mean, you sure write your parents a lot about this show.
I have when I was trying to email Dave, it's D-A, and I just put dad mm-hmm. instead. Yeah, I've emailed my dad.
Dave is your dad?
Yeah, which is weird.
Your daddy.
Oh! Dear diary, today Jensen ruined my birthday.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not great at it.
Right.
But I'm not Danielle Kane bad at it. This is a woman in England that had a bit of a situation, and it all started with her wanting to get some new carpeting for her stairway. So she wrote to the carpet company and said,
I think that's an actual
house. Literally
for
her.
Oh, not a euphemism.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, literally for her house. She wrote, "Hiya, the stairs and landing for £99. Does that include underlay and grips and carpets at home?" Hey, Linus, you okay?
He's fine.
Carpets at Home replied, "Hi, Danielle. Our $99 is based on small stairs and a landing. In our budget, carpet includes fittings, but not including underlay and the gripper. If you could, send a picture of your stairs and landing. We can give you an idea of the price for the size required. Thanks." So the mother of two took a bunch of pictures, kind of did something else for a little bit, went back. Oh, gosh, I need to send them these pictures. Mm-hmm. Click, 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 click. Sent the pictures and then realized, oh, my God. Oh, no. I had also just taken a picture of my sunburnt butt to send to my boyfriend because she went in a tanning salon and burnt her butt in a way that was so absurd. She's like, I got to send this to you. You've got to see this. She realized as soon as she sent it, oh, my God. Oh, no. So
did they send her a bid to fix that?
Free. I hope it was free.
They're like, here's some aloe. So she freaks out, immediately writes back, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. WTF. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to click on that last pic. I've burned my A in the sunbed. For F's sake, I'm so sorry, I'm dying. Luckily, the person answering the company's emails took it in stride. And also lucky for her, it was a woman named Ashley. So Ashley wrote back, don't worry about it. Luckily, I'm a girl, so I can make sure the lads don't see the pictures. Anyway, based on the picture for our budget company, then gives her prices. So Danielle writes back, thank you so much for that. Ha ha ha. I'm absolutely mortified. So would you recommend underlay? Like it just went right back to it. At that point, I would be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I am never using your company. You have now seen my butt. And
you can
look online because she wound up putting it on her Facebook. And
I have a pretty good idea of what it looks like.
Oh, it is sunburnt. Yeah. It is sunburnt. But it, of course, went viral. And her whole thing was, guys, check before you send that text or that email.
I might do that once every couple days, once every 2 days.
Really?
Text the wrong person.
Because you have a bunch of groups going back and forth.
Yeah.
And you
just
forget. And
but, Allie, you're saying your embarrassment would have been so great that you would have, A, destroyed that phone.
Yes.
And, B, shopped for another company.
And moved.
Shop for another house.
Moved so
and
I didn't have stairs.
Yes. Change your name. Change your
absolutely.
Name.
Change your name.
Yeah. Change my name.
When we were getting ready for when we were getting ready for our wedding, we had a invitation designer guy who was, like, putting together the invitation. And Danielle wanted to send him a
Oh, that's what the invitation designer guy does?
Yes. And he Well, we made him a different job. And so we sent him a bunch of inspiration pictures of like cloths and stuff that we're using in the wedding. And Danielle accidentally attached a picture of herself.
Oh, no.
As a selfie. A picture she had sent me of a new sweatshirt, and it just was a picture of a happy taco, and it said, "It's taco time," in huge letters. And so we didn't know she had attached it, but the letter back from the invite guy was like, "Love all the inspiration. Trying to figure out how I'm going to add in tacos, though."
Love it.
And we were like, what is he talking
what
about?
The hell?
And so we go into the photos and realize that's the mistake. And
amazing.
So for our wedding, we had people take home pins, enamel pins. Mm-hmm. So we made the taco.
Amazing.
Because, and we told the whole story on the card and everything, but it was like such a good mistake.
That's adorable.
It wasn't.
I know my taco's delicious.
Oh. Yeah, right. Unfortunately,
that's
for
Danielle.
That's
a little better than burned butt.
Yeah, yeah. Danielle Kane's was very close to her taco. Yeah.
So. I don't know if we need a whole a break or a song.
It's or, devastated
it's an
the
intervention,
country.
Kevin.
I don't know if we need any of that.
Look. And I know you're supposed to keep Nazism out of things.
What?
But in 1938, if somebody had realized the signs of the problem that was coming, maybe the World War wouldn't have happened, okay?
Kevin, you're such a disease.
I'm sorry. Okay, hold on.
He was comparing it. Yeah, it was. Okay, so, it wasn't right.
Okay.
What I'm saying
is... That's all
I need to know. We need to
Was that really where he was going?
Yeah. Yes, that's where I was going.
All
because
right.
The same person who didn't identify Hitler as a problem is not identifying that we have some sort of a traitor or alien or something in our midst. Kevin admitted on the show this week, he's not a fan of bacon.
I like it.
Let me let that sink in for a second.
I like it.
He doesn't love it, though.
Don't love it. Like, if I get a breakfast and I get three pieces of bacon...
Uh-huh.
I'll eat one.
Oh my God.
I'll have one.
Monster.
I'll enjoy it.
One that's not even
to the other pieces.
Not even half.
Give them away, throw them away,
whatever.
Give them away.
Whichever. I'm just saying.
What do you walk Kevin. Around the restaurant? Who wants bacon? Who's a better person than me?
I think what we're saying is that
that's such
Kevin,
a weird restaurant.
Kevin
who's
is
a better person than me, right? Raise your hand.
Kevin is a bacon bitch, is what we're saying.
Is Kevin Ryder not in love with the bacon? Yeah! He says he only likes it and he sort of enjoys it. No!
I mean, I do like it.
Now it's time to ask the question, what the hell is he thinking? I don't want to be friends with a man like that. Hell no! Kevin is a bacon bitch. Get on your knees and
wow.
eat it. Kevin is a bacon bitch. Get on your knees and receive my swine.
Whoa. Wow. I don't feel like that. We don't need that at all.
Now I'm back on your
right?
side, Kevin.
You Everyone's on my side now.
Shouldn't have had to hear that.
Receive
my swine.
Look.
We like it.
Look.
I like it.
But that's not enough.
I like it.
No, that's
I
not
like
enough.
Bacon.
You didn't even eat half. You have one
in my example?
Yeah. You're a gross person. What is it that you don't like about it?
I do like it.
I don't
What is
love
it you don't
it.
Love about it?
How is it? All right, let me put it another way. How is it not the greatest food you've ever had?
Because other things, in my opinion, mm-hmm. taste better.
But this is bacon.
Right, which is good.
Says the vegetarian.
Yes, I don't eat it. I have
a guy who doesn't eat
30 years. But my point is...
He knows it's good. Even he knows it's good.
It's still bacon, yeah.
It's good. I agree, it's good.
It's not good. It's great. Admit it's great.
No, I'm not going to go great.
What do you like, turkey bacon?
Oh, are you one of those?
Not really. Not anymore. It's about the same.
Anymore.
About the same.
It's about the same.
Turkey bacon and regular bacon?
Yeah.
Okay, thick cut bacon and regular cut bacon aren't even the same, and they're the same bacon.
Ellie's very upset.
I'm just saying
I like it. I don't love it.
Do you object to bringing home the bacon? Is that something you'll do, or do you not even do that?
I don't even understand that.
That's an expression about making money.
You guys have to stand next to this dude, Chip.
Oh,
I don't know how you do it.
Need a hazmat suit or something like that.
I mean,
like
I
that.
Feel like you might be blowing this out of proportion.
I feel like I want you in a grave. That's what I feel
so,
like.
But that doesn't seem like that's a little extreme.
So when this nation celebrates bacon the way that it does,
right.
You look at it and you say, don't get it.
No, I just go, I like it.
Wow.
Will you watch a movie with Kevin Bacon in it?
Or are they all just okay?
They're good.
Christine says, I haven't eaten bacon since I became a vegetarian at 8 years old, and even I remember bacon being amazing.
It's good.
It's not. Stop it's saying it's no, good.
I'm not against. I'm not an against her. I'm for it.
You are.
I'm for bacon. Wow. I'm saying it's good.
Right, but the good.
It's good. Bacon is good.
Bacon
What's
is
wrong
great.
With bacon is good?
Bacon is great.
Do you just order the LT?
What's wrong with bacon is good is that it under... You know what it's like? It's like that World Cup soccer win yesterday was okay. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You're underselling 13-0 when you say bacon is good, not great.
That's fine.
You understand the analogy?
Yeah, I do, Bean.
No, but that's what I'm saying is... It's not enough to say it's good.
Right. But I thought, and this is just my bad, I'm just going to put this right out there. Mm-hmm. I thought that this was subjective and that it mattered what my opinion was. No. I didn't realize at the time that it was objective.
Yeah, you have to love bacon.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought we could all have our own opinion.
No. Not here.
Not in America.
Not on Anne Frank's birthday.
Wait,
wow.
Gotcha. Kevin is a bacon. 106.7
K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
Randy writes in, it's not that I'm angry at Kevin for his opinion on bacon. I'm just disappointed.
Understandable.
I mean, that's kind of how we're all feeling a little bit here today.
I had a few people that agreed with me, and I said, don't tell anyone. Just keep that to yourself.
Well, if you want to keep friends.
It can be really rough.
And not get deported. Yeah, you keep that information to yourself, right?
You can deport Kevin?
Yes, we can.
Just for not loving bacon?
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
That's right.
I didn't even know that.
Do you have a bacon tattoo yet?
No.
Then you don't love bacon enough.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're waiting for.
That's my next one.
Well, he has it.
Oh, next
on
one. That's my next one, too, then.
Allie is here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is her birthday, so please Venmo her that 69 cents if you would. It's Allie-McKay. She'll thank you for it. Time for a final look at what's happening here on a Wednesday.
And I'm sorry for under my breath saying you do have a tattoo of a pig. I didn't mean it, Bean. It was wrong.
That
and
is
she is the queen mother.
To her majesty. She's not the queen mother. She's the queen.
Whatever.
She's a bitch.
She's that. So I didn't want people to email and be mad. I apologize.
That was a terrible thing to say to a very nice old lady.
Best thing you could have said.
An incredible bitch.
Again, I'm sorry.
Agreed.
I'm real sorry. Wait, me?
I don't know. Who are you apologizing for?
No, you said
I'm happy with your.
Oh, I thought you agreed with she's an incredible bitch.
Both
about me.
Yeah.
About
not
your
the queen mother.
What you said about the queen mother.
Okay.
Whoever
she is. This is good.
Is.
This is good.
Yeah.
When are we on?
This is good.
When do we go live?
Oh, we're on now.
Ah, crap. Well, there's the clock. Okay.
I don't think we have.
You know the song "Truth Hurts" by Lizzo.
Yes, killer track.
It's killing it. It's been number two spot on the Billboard Hot 100 charts the past couple weeks. The time of this posting, the song was sitting at number 21. So it's being played all over the place, right?
Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
I'm with that guy. In the song, Lizzo talks about a new man on the Minnesota Vikings. There's no reference to, is he a player? Like, who is this man? Nothing. The song's getting a ton of airplay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one radio station that's editing out the song and eliminating any reference to the purple and gold football team. This is according to All Access Music Group. That station, 101 FM in Wisconsin. Listen to their music director, Otis Day.
Oh, sorry.
Nope. We knew playing a song with multiple references to the Minnesota Vikings was not going to work on WIXX. Making the edits really makes sense for our audience. I'm pretty sure no radio station in Minneapolis would play a song that references the Green Bay Packers multiple times. Unless they're complete idiots like your station, Otis Day. This is so stupid. Would you ever?
I don't know, because if there's a song, let's say, and we're playing it on K-Rock.
Right.
And it mentions the San Francisco Giants twice.
Mm-hmm.
You leave that in?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Wusses down here in Dodger Land.
I don't know.
I think Kevin might be right on this
one.
I do.
Now you're siding with a guy who just likes bacon, though.
I know.
So
I know. Believe
factor
me.
Factor that in.
But I try to keep them separate.
All right.
All right. Let's hear a little bit of Lizzo.
Fresh photos with the blinding. No man on the Minnesota Vikings.
I
mean, Packers fans wouldn't love that.
I mean, it's not that big a deal either, at all. Really. No, but I'm saying to edit it either is not a big deal.
Do they bleep it, I wonder?
I would assume they just cut it out.
No, man, on the Minnesota Vikings. Like, it changes at the last minute. Or, no, on the Green Bay Packers.
That's what they ought to do is just dub over it.
Good at it.
In whatever city you're in, it changes over.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. That's just silly. No? You're siding with Otis Redding Day. What is his name? Otis Day.
Otis Day. Which, by the way, it can't possibly be his real name.
No, that's a pretty great name if it is.
I mean, that's the band leader from Animal House.
Yeah.
It's a radio name.
Yeah. It's a radio name. Flash Phillips. You get it.
How do you feel about when, for instance, when Toronto was playing, like, Minnesota or whoever they were playing in the last round of the playoffs, that the station there banned all Drake music? Because they were playing the Raptors.
I support banning Drake music across the board.
How dare you? I mean, that seems, timely. And then they'll start playing it again.
It was Milwaukee. Milwaukee banned all Drake music. And then stations in Toronto started banning because they couldn't find anybody else from Milwaukee. They started banning Steve Miller Band records.
Laverne and Shirley for us.
That was their rebuttal, was Steve Miller.
It's quite a beef they've got going on.
What do you think about those kinds of competitions where you're saying, I'm not even going to support anything from that city?
I think that's funny because they're just doing it during a playoff. This is they're doing it just because it's a rival football team.
Yeah.
I mean,
fine with that.
You're both weird.
But Packers fans hate the Vikings. They don't want to hear about the Vikings.
I mean, I think we all understand that.
Okay. All right.
Got it.
I think that was a given going into the story.
Okay.
Guys, according to reports, Lady Gaga did in fact have something to do with the demise of Bradley Cooper and Aryna Shayk's four-year run.
We called it.
As fans have long expected.
I'm so happy that this won't go away.
People reports that the rumors of their romance caused tension between Cooper and Shayk, who were already having trouble. So this just exacerbated it. Plus, he was going on tour promoting the movie. And then the last straw was that performance at the Oscars. Mm. That buzz turned into a roar. And good Lord, all is lost. So insane to me.
I don't believe in love anymore.
I don't either. However, Aryna Shayk was in Iceland, and she posted a picture of herself in a bathing suit on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga's ex, Christian Carino, liked it.
Oh,
it's on
social media.
This is just
spilling
dirty.
The tea.
See, we joke and everything, but there is also a child together, so that kind of makes it a bummer.
It's a little bit of a bummer, yeah.
A little bit of a bummer. Remember yesterday we talked about how Chernobyl was becoming like the Instagram hotspot for Instagram influencers to go to, take a picture? Well, this is an interesting story out of Perth, Australia. Apparently, there is a boat shed called the Crawley Edge Boat Shed that's perhaps the most photographed tourist attraction in Perth, Australia. It's this really long wooden boardwalk and then this really beautiful shed at the end of it. So everyone's taking pictures there. But in order to get there, you have to cross Perth's busiest street, Mounts Bay Road. And then after you do the big walk back, there's no bathrooms anywhere for a mile and a half. So there's a nearby fine dining restaurant. Not too pleased that people keep walking in there and they're like, hi.
I don't want to buy any food. But
really need to tinkle, if you don't mind. I was out there getting an Instagram pic out there on the dock. So they're like, yeah, enough. We've had it. So Perth City Council decided at a recent meeting that they're going to install a solar-powered bathroom facility near the shed, estimating its cost at $278,000.
What?
All because of Instagram and people wanting to go out and take a picture near it.
I am nothing without my following.
See? She needs that pic.
Mm-hmm.
And then she needs to pee.
Right.
So now we need a bathroom for her.
I mean, it's a very reasonably priced bathroom, though.
That's what I'm thinking.
$278,000.
I did think to myself, all they have to do is put a bucket out there.
Right? Oh,
that's probably like $13.
Or three.
I mean, that's gross.
Just put a shovel out there.
Good.
Just an Andy Gump can't cost that much.
Oh, they're $278,000 a piece.
Yeah.
Well, these are solar-powered bathrooms.
I have no skills.
Okay, ma'am. Yeah. That's good. I just think it's nuts, you guys.
I'm worthless. I bring nothing to the table.
By the way, I agree with her.
Some birthdays for you guys. Robin, DJ Qualls, Jason Mewes, Adriana Lima, and Dave Franco. And that's what's happening.
No, it's Ally McKay's birthday.
Ally McKay.
That's the one.
No birthday cake. If you can't swear, you can't have no birthday cake.
Right?
If you can't swear, you can't have no birthday cake. If you don't sing, you don't get no birthday cake.
That's all a girl really wants on her birthday is to hear a little GMC Info show.
Honestly, if I wasn't getting Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight, and I just got that, I'd be fine. But now I feel doubly blessed.
There you go. Thank you, Allie. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Dr. Drew, we check in with on Thursdays. We also have Get Up On This with Jensen Karp. We have comedian Jeff Ross and Dave Attell coming in studio together.
Whoa, bumping the mics.
They're excited about that. And Bean wants to run a marathon. And, and we've got your tickets for the Secret Blink 182 show.